ओम शांति। 30 जुलाई 2018 मंडे। टुडेज ब्लेसिंग इज मे यू बी अ हाईएस्ट बीइंग फॉलोइंग द हाईएस्ट कोड ऑफ कंडक्ट मर्यादा पुरुषोत्तम एंड मेंटेन स्पिरिचुअलिटी एंड एन एंटरटेनिंग नेचर। Some children joke and laugh a lot and consider that to be an entertaining nature. Generally, the virtue of being entertaining is considered to be good. But this is good when it is according to the person's time, gathering, place, and atmosphere. If out of all these things, even the one thing is not right, then that form of being entertaining would be considered to be wasteful. The certificate you receive would be that you make people laugh a lot, but that you also speak too much. So a laughing and joking nature considered to be good is that in which there is spirituality and also benefit for that soul. Words should be within the boundary and you would then be said to be highest being following the highest code of conduct. Baba has talked about joking and laughing nature not many times. Today in this blessing Baba is saying there are some children, what they do, they laugh a lot, hasi mazak, they joke a lot and they think this is what ramnikta, entertaining nature. But to be entertaining is good when it is according to first persons, then time, then gathering, then place, and fourth, fifth, atmosphere. So jokes and laughs, joking and laughing should be according to these five things. If out of any of these things, even if one thing is not right, then the form of that entertaining would be considered to be what? Waste. And the certificate which you receive from others, what it would be? That you make people laugh a lot, but what? You speak a lot. You speak too much. You make people laugh, that's a good thing, but then you speak too much. So laughing and joking nature, hasi mazak, is considered to be good in that there is spirituality, ruhaniyat, and also benefit for that soul. Words should be within the boundary and you would then be said to be a highest being following the highest code of conduct, Maryada Purushottam. So this topic has not been discussed a lot in Murli's, but sometimes it does come. Baba often talks about Ramnikta, entertaining nature, but then there are situations in life where one has to hold all these things, all jokes and all laughs. Baba is saying that somebody jokes and laughs and he considers that as an entertaining nature, but that might not be entertaining. Rather, the other soul may feel it is something else rather than joke. So these jokes or this laughs should be according to these five things. First, persons. You can joke only with those people whom you know, who are friendly. Those who are little unfriendly, those who can tolerate and digest your jokes. Those who are little less friendly, those who are hostile, those who are bearing some grudge in their heart for you, those who lack that sense of humor, those who are otherwise very serious, very sensitive, they may not tolerate jokes. A sensitive person, for them, if somebody cracks a joke, they find it very difficult or they might go in deep depression. While we just said it by the way of saying or cracking jokes or in an entertaining manner, but that person takes it so seriously that it disturbs that person's stage. His mood, his behavior, everything changes all of a sudden. So the jokes should be seeing the persons. Who is the person? There are people in life, two types. Those who take everything very seriously and those who take everything very lightly. If there are people who can take these things lightly, it's fine. But if you crack joke with any one of these people, they may take it otherwise and they will become your enemy for the rest of your lives. So be very careful and meticulous while cracking joke with these so-called serious people, with so-called sensitive people. One. Second is time. If it is some serious discussion going on and one person who is a jocular and he cracks joke in between, that might not be considered very good. Or what time it is some serious discussion or some sorrowful event is going on, or one is at the funeral and there one starts cracking jokes. So during that time also it's not considered very good. So jokes should be according to the time. Then gathering. Which or what gathering we are in. To crack jokes, to have sense of humor, to make people laugh, it's a very good thing. But then one has to look at the gathering, which gathering it is. If it is some business meeting, one has to be professional. Okay, some sense of entertainment in between is okay. But when there is a serious discussion and some serious issue is on the agenda, then one cannot afford to be a jocular person there. So according to the gathering. The fourth is according to the place. Which place it is. If it is somebody is going out for picnic, it's fine. But it is, as we said, some office, or you're called by your boss and you are sitting with him in his cabin and you start cracking jokes, that doesn't look good. And last is atmosphere. It's something very similar to gathering. So these are the five things Baba said to take into consideration while being jocular, while you think it is a laughing and your joking nature and you think this is entertaining, but that might become hurtful for the other soul. And one more thing, what are the disadvantages of cracking jokes? There are so many. No, still, for the person who is cracking joke or the person whom everybody knows he is very jocular, he is very entertaining, because their expectations increase. They expect you to crack joke all the time. Now, where from you are going to bring so many jokes? If there is some college function and the last day of the college and the students exchange the notes, they write something so that after many, many years we'll remember this. So everybody comes to you with a diary and how many jokes are you going to write in there? they are not satisfied if you just say happy birthday. No, they want something jocular, something that makes you laugh. So their expectations increase when you have this personality. One. Second, what are the disadvantages of being an entertaining person? People take you for granted. People always take you for granted. They never take you seriously. So they always take you for granted. Then, what are the disadvantages of cracking jokes or being an entertaining person? It's a topic to churn. There was a person and he went to the psychiatrist and he says, I feel depressed. I'm not interested in anything. I feel those blues, that depressed state of the mind. In medical term, it is known as anhedonia, complete loss of interest in everything. So, melancholia. There are two words. One is depression, another is melancholia. Melancholia is an old word used by English poets in their poetries for describing a prolonged stage of depression. It cannot even be called depression, but that is a low stage, low mood, where they are not interested in talking with anybody, discussing anything, not being gregarious, not being sociable. So they are confined and cocooned. That stage of the mind is melancholia, and there is one word associated, is known as anhedonia. So this person goes to the psychiatrist and he says, I am not interested in anything. So psychiatrist, rather than giving him medications, thinks, let me try something else. And he says, why don't you go to the circus which has come in the town? And I have heard there is a good joker who has come, who makes everybody laugh so much from side to side. So you go there. This will be a sort of entertaining for you. Once you go, and I am sure that if you see this joker who has come and who is so famous for making people laugh, I am sure that you will laugh. So this person says, I am that joker. In British Journal of Psychology, recently an article had come where they had done a study on comedians, and they found that all these comedians, so-called comedians, they're more likely to be depressed at heart. They're more likely to be antisocial. They're more likely to be not interested in having an interaction with others. It's a contradictory, paradoxical thing, but it is shown. Person is laughing because he is depressed at heart. Person is laughing because there is a deep, abysmal sorrow within. German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche has said somewhere that I laugh because otherwise I would cry. There is so much sorrow, so much suffering, so much pangs of life that I have to show a laughing face, otherwise tears are waiting. I would start crying. So laughing and entertaining nature sometimes may be just a mask that is camouflaging the internal sorrow, the suffering, the misery, the pain. So at heart somebody is different, but outside he is laughing. So what more? What are the disadvantages of being jocular? You have to think in terms of jokes all the time. You cannot do serious churning, because if you read something, or if you do something, or if you have to give some speech, you have to think in terms of jokes. Because suppose, just imagine a comedian comes on the stage and he gives a very serious class or lecture on philosophy. People just reject him. They expect him to crack joke all the times. They expect him to be entertaining all the time. So you have to even think in terms of jokes. This is one thing. What else? And that should be according to these things, right? This should be according to these things, as per today's Murli. So there is one more topic hidden in this blessing, how to act serious. When to act serious, why to act serious, how to put on a serious look. Sometimes one has to serious. One has to be serious even if once it is against one nature. Because it might be some event where you have to be serious. So, how to act serious? Tell me a few stages or steps. That's a good topic. How to act serious? Yoga should be according to these five things. Okay? Persons. Time. You cannot go and start cracking jokes with anybody. Yeah, being serious should also be according to, right? Very good point. One should be, but still, how to act serious? Or rather, how to act professional? One has to be sometimes neutral. You cannot keep on cracking joke all the times. You cannot be serious all the times. Sometimes you have to show, wear a serious look. So, what are the principles? How to act serious? These are good topics. How to act serious? What one should do? Don't smile at all. A single smile can be dangerous. Don't show that you are enjoying something. You have to hold. You have to do some physiotherapy, probably, to keep a very neutral look, yeah? You encourage people to smile, but now we are discussing something else. Sometimes laughing nature people take for granted, as I said. For example, some teacher is there and she is extremely friendly with the students. The students may make some advances if she is not very serious. So she has to act serious, or he has to act serious. If some BK or Brahmin is there working in an office and he is the only BK there, and people might take him for granted. So that time. So one is not to smile at all. See that you don't smile. A single smile could be very costly. So one is this. Then next word, act neutral. Yeah. Speak, do not be very much talkative, verbose. Talk as less as possible. Because talking, this jokes makes one talk more. In fact, joking nature makes one talk more. It makes one talkative. You cannot remain taciturn. You cannot remain serious here. So that friendliness comes, and that friendliness leads to familiarity or over-familiarity, and that over-familiarity can be a trap when one is trapped. So, no smile. Second, speak less or don't speak at all sometimes. It's very difficult. Keep the aim of not speaking so that less speaking would come. If you keep the aim of getting 35% marks, you will definitely fail. So keep a higher goal. So here the goal is silence. Absolute silence. Then, next. No response. Okay. Then, you should remain engaged in few things. You have to show that you are busy. You can have the earphone, even if nothing is playing inside. But you can keep it there, though even though nothing is going on. So, keeping oneself busy. Then, have professional attitude. If you don't have professional attitude, many times people take you very much for granted. Professional attitude means just as in bank or in offices, how do they behave? Just work related, that's all. Don't discuss your personal affair and personal matters. One of the disadvantages of being jocular is that you start speaking out many personal things. And those personal things revealing, spilling those beans sometimes can be dangerous for you, because the other person is not the right person to share those things. The other person might take it in a wrong way, might utilize it, might exploit you, might milk you at a later time. So it's sometimes very dangerous to reveal our secrets in front of strangers or in front of people or becoming too much familiar. I shall speak to thee in silence. One of the characters of Shakespeare says, I will speak to you in silence. I don't want to reveal much to you. Keep away from me. So then maintaining distance, keeping away from people. Don't be in too much contact with people. Yes, there are people whom you can contact, whom you know would understand you, who are at your level of understanding, not at lower level of understanding, because and not at your likes and dislikes. When you know that likes and dislikes are matching, that time okay, you can reveal or you can express yourself, not with those who are at a level lower spiritual caliber. You cannot be very much friendly with those. For example, a center teacher and the students. And this teacher develops too much friendships with all this. What will happen? They won't obey. They look at you with much respect. Their request will slightly dwindle down. Then, one loses respect. Then, familiarity, respect. Vices can enter in that relationship. The sanctity of that relationship, the dignity of that relationship, the grace in that relationship is because of that seriousness. So be neutral, sometimes be professional, sometimes not laughing, not smiling, not giving way to great laughters. Sometimes we have seen some of the teachers, they are reading Murli but cracking jokes all the time. So sometimes that can become dangerous. But as you said, becoming too much serious is also not very good. But better than this.
But you said act.
Yeah. It's our, see, sometimes in the jokes can become vicious. The jokes can turn into comments. The jokes can turn into hurtful comments. Person may not tolerate. You don't know the nature of the person who has come in front of you. He belongs to HSP. HSP is highly sensitive person. Highly Purusharthi person. Highly Purusharthi to become, go beyond sensations. Highly spiritual. Okay. Whatever. So highly sensitive person is a dangerous group of people. Because the moment you crack jokes, they may resort only to two things. HSP do two things. One is blame game. And another is self-victimization. SV. This self-victimization is a dangerous thing. Either you try to... they again develop into two. Sadistic and masochistic. Sadistic, they hurt others in return. Tit for tat, revengeful attitude. Or they become hurtful towards themselves. They may accept that. Okay, this is right. I am like this. So if a parent is continuously cracking jokes and is saying, you are a fool, you are a fool, you are a fool to a child, he accepts that I am a fool. He accepts that I cannot do anything. The last thing and then I will finish. There's a Russian author, Ivan Turgenev. Ivan Turgenev had written a story. The name of the story is The Great Fool. There is a person and the whole village laughs at him. You are fool, you are fool, you are fool. You don't know anything. The moment he says something, people just laugh. Oh, such a stupid idea. So he is so depressed. And all of a sudden one day a saint comes in that village. This is a story of Russia, written by Russian author Ivan Turgenev. And the great saint comes to that village, and this fool, the great fool, goes to that person and he says, what should I do? The whole world laughs at me. Whatever I say, they start laughing. They don't just take me for granted. Whatever ideas I suggest, they say it is stupid. They say it is rubbish. They just rubbish me aside every time. What should I do? So that saint tells him, gives him a mantra. He says, whenever somebody says something, you should say, this is nothing. This is very, very childish. Whenever somebody says something, just reject that. Just talk negative. And you do this experiment for 3 months, I'll come after 3 months. So he starts this experiment. So somebody says, oh, what a beautiful picture. He says, that picture is useless. So people look at him, oh, he's so clever. What we think as maturity and this is a good picture, he thinks it is foolishness. Then somebody said, this food is so tasty. He says, this is useless, this is tasteless. So people look at him, oh, there might be better food than delicious food than this. So he starts rejecting everybody in that village. Whatever somebody says, oh, that place is so marvelous. He says, this is the worst place I have seen. So people think, oh, he must have seen better places. So within 3 months, he becomes the wisest person in that village. So that saint comes back and he asks, so people go to the saint and says, since you are a saint, but there is also a wise person in our village, you must meet him. A saint should meet a saint. So he comes out and he finds he is the same great fool. And he tells him, I use what you said. Whatever you said, I kept on rejecting that. I kept on rejecting that. So this is one of the ways to become what? Wise. And this is a jocular story. Okay, so again, today's blessing. Words should be within boundary. If you want to become Maryada Purushottam, highest being following the highest code of conduct, one should not be too much joking and one should not be too much laughing. There should be spirituality in that. There should be dignity, there should be grace, there should be divinity in all the jokes. Otherwise, what Baba is saying, otherwise, this is okay, it's considered. The people will say that you make people laugh, but then you speak too much. Om Shanti.